Hello, Serena.
Hey Sarah, how's it going?
I'm good. Today's my birthday, so I'm extra good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, fellow. Well, you're a Sagittarius. I'm right on the cusp of
Okay.
Scorpio Sagittarius. Some say I'm Sag,
Okay.
some say I'm Scorp, so I just read both.
Okay, yeah, that's amazing. I'm a Sagittarius, Cancer rising, Libra moon. So all three important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. Well, I won't take up too much of your time, but I appreciate you taking a few minutes this morning to talk with me about your upcoming show in Wingham. I know a lot of people are really excited to have you there at the town hall. Now, for those who maybe aren't familiar, tell us a little bit about what the Merry Myths Tour is all about. What can people expect at your show?
They can expect a lot of fun and a lot of goofiness. Me and my band are really excited. This is kind of my favorite time of year to tour. I love the Christmas spirit that happens when you're performing and it's really about family and music and community, and that's what this time of year really means to me. And Merry Myths Tour for me is about the stories and the mythology behind where a lot of what we know as Christmas came from. And so I've been doing a lot of research about the mythology behind it. And so I'm going to be sharing little things, in between songs, but mostly, like, everyone's going to know every single word to every song because we're doing all the classic Christmas songs with little stories that people don't know in between them. So it's a kind of really nice balance. And I'm going to be getting people to, well, people will sing anyways, but I feel like people just kind of melt this time of year. And when you hear those classic Christmas songs, you remember what it was like when you were younger. And so, yeah, it's kind of a beautiful experience. So it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Gotcha. Now, do you have a favorite Christmas song, or is that a hard question to answer?
It's so hard. It's so hard because, like, I know hundreds of Christmas songs now, especially since I've been getting ready for this tour and doing that. But I love the Christmas song. I think it's so beautiful. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Like, it's really cute. I like it.
I just, this is a little bit off topic, but can I ask about Cholula?
Yes.
Now, I'm a dog person. I have two labs. They are the light of my life. And so I gravitate towards other, fellow dog people. So I need to know a little bit about Cholula. What breed is she? How old is she?
Yes, Cholula is a Brussels Griffon. Her birthday is February 19th, so she's a Pisces. And she's amazing. She's all black. She looks like an Ewok, the Brussels Griffins. Ewoks were actually made after Brussels Griffins. George Lucas owned Brussels Griffins and made Ewoks after them. So their face literally is the same thing, which is adorable. And she's like 9 pounds. So she comes on tour with me all the time.
Yeah, I was going to ask, she's portable.
She's portable. She comes with me on tour all the time and she loves her little bag. Like, as soon as I got her, I started giving her like bacon in her bag. So she's down with it. She comes on planes. She comes on tour buses. She's a great little road dog. Cholula, I call her Choo Choo.
Well,
She's right beside me right now.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad she's nearby. Actually, one of the announcers that used to work here, John, he has the same type of dog, and his name is Chewy. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah, a lot of people call her Chewy too. She looks like
yeah, exactly. Okay, so now your last Christmas album, Christmas Kisses, came out about 5 years ago.
Chewy.
Is there an interest in creating another Christmas album?
There is, definitely. What I want to be doing is I want to be doing a Christmas tour every single year.
Okay.
Because it's my favorite time to tour, and I was like, okay, well, why can't I do this every year? So
Right.
I am definitely going to be putting out another album, but probably next year. Yeah.
Okay. I know you just released I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
Yep. Yep.
So that was just released. I just listened to it. It's got a real island vibe to it.
Right? It's like Christmas in the Bahamas
in
or
Hawaii.
something.
Yeah. Like, what instrument is that I'm hearing?
That's actually a guitar. So
Is it? Okay.
Kevin Bright was the guitar player on this track, and the Davide Dorenzo played the drums, and Brian Kobayakawa played the bass, who's going to be out on tour with me
Okay.
on this tour. And yeah, we did it all live off the floor in my studio.
Oh, that's
So
so
that means,
cool.
like, we didn't do many overdubs or anything. We were sitting in a circle and playing that.
Yeah.
What you hear is what we played, which is really rare these days, and was really amazing to be able to do that with such an amazing band. Even at the end of the song, you hear the fade, that it, like, fades down, like the music comes down.
Yeah.
That was us playing quieter and quieter and quieter. It wasn't someone turning a dial down, you know?
Wow.
Really fun.
Of course, your show going to be coming up at the Wingham Town Hall, December 16th. 15th. People are interested in getting tickets. They can visit your website. There is still some tickets available, but I have a feeling it's probably going to end up being sold out. So
I'm really excited. I think we're doing a Santa Claus parade raffle as well, so people can get tickets at the raffle as well. It'll be really fun doing that all across everywhere that I'm playing. So
this coming week is the Santa Claus parade in Wingham, so people have the opportunity to win some tickets. And also, we are giving away a pair through our website as well, so people can enter there. We're just asking them to tell us their favorite Christmas song, and then they get entered into the draw to win a pair of tickets to see you. And I'll be drawing for those actually coming up on Monday. So just finally, if you don't mind, I know that you're a big advocate for, you know, mental health and mental well-being. And I'm just curious, like, how do you yourself sort of stay on top of your mental health and your mental well-being, like when you're so busy with touring and recording and stuff? Like, what do you have any sort of, like, I don't know, like, I'm gonna say secret weapon, you know, how you kind of keep yourself in check? Because I would imagine you can get pretty overwhelmed.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, just in this day and age, there are so many different stressors in everybody's life. You know, I don't think anyone's life is necessarily easy.
Right.
You know? And so I feel like the places that you can find your signs that you need to kind of get back on track are your emotions. A lot of the times you'll find yourself getting more stressed out about things and maybe not feeling your best self. Your emotions are your guidance system in a lot of ways. But sometimes if you leave it for too long, your emotions aren't your guidance system.
Right.
You get too overwhelmed.
It's actually your enemy.
So yeah. It's not as simple as just like knowing one way to do things. I feel like it's not a linear journey, but I feel like you go back to the simplest things just from when you were a kid. That are the most important things for your mental, physical, spiritual health is having a schedule, having times when you eat, eating regularly, drinking enough water, making sure that you go to sleep around the same time most times, and getting enough sleep. And it sounds really simple, but obviously we all know that's a really hard thing to do.
Easier said than done, for sure.
It's easier said than done, for sure, but it makes all the difference. And going back to the basics, I feel like it's the most important thing for my mental wellness, for sure.
That's amazing. One final question. I like to ask this when I do interviews just because I'm being nosy, but before you were pursuing music full-time, what was the last job you had?
I was a nanny.
Okay. And how long did you do that for?
On and off from the time I was 13 till I was 18 years old. But I only ever had two other jobs. Like, I worked at restaurants.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm always just curious. I was, you know, Terry Clark, I asked her this question years ago, and she was selling cowboy boots at like
awesome.
Yeah, like, cause she'd moved down to Nashville to pursue. And so she was like selling cowboy boots at some cowboy boot store on Broadway.
Of course she was. Perfect.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So I just always like to ask, cause it's, you know, just being nosy, but wonderful. Okay, well, I will let you go. I appreciate you taking time this morning. We cannot wait to see you on December 16th as part of your Merry Myths tour.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Have a great day. I'll see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care.
Okay, you too.
Bye.